Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Not Always Polite. I hope you guys have had a great week so far. Today, I have a quick little case here for you. It's going to be the sort of unsolved, sort of kind of unsolved murder of Morris Conte. 45-year-old Morris Conte was working as a general contractor who worked on custom homes. He was living in Bolton, Ontario with his parents in May of 2010 while he was waiting to move into, quote, his dream home. Morris had three daughters from a previous marriage and a son with his common-law wife. It is said that he had struggled with drug addiction in the past but had recently turned over a new leaf. Unfortunately, that wouldn't last long. Morris was reported missing by his family on May 21st, 2010. The following day, over 150 kilometers away from his hometown, a resident of the Sugarbush area of Oro Medonte Township was out walking and discovered dismembered human remains on Valley Woods Drive. Later that afternoon, Huntsville OPP officers were called to Maplehurst Road in Lake of Bays Township, where another resident discovered more body parts. Almost a week later, on May 28th, an employee of a paving company found more body parts on the shoulder of Stoneleigh Road, south of Muskoka Road 117 between Bracebridge and Baysville. Constable Peter Leon said, quote, "The remains were disposed of in a very, very quick manner, under the cover of darkness. We believe quite strongly they were left so investigators would find them." It took 4 weeks for the Ontario Coroner's Office to confirm the body parts belonged to Morris. At this time, they haven't released the cause of death or any details behind Morris's death. They're hoping that that will help solve the investigation or use it in court later on. In June 2011, more than a year after his disappearance, OPP held a news conference with Morris's mom, Maria Conte, and his identical twin brother, Rob, at the Albion Bolton Community Center. Maria said, quote, "I think of Morris every day. I cry and I miss him." She pleaded for anyone with information to come forward so the family could give her son, quote, "a proper burial." The police issued a $50,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or people responsible. Quote, "somebody out there knows something." At the 2011 news conference, Constable Leon said investigators believe Morris's remains were left, quote, "as a message," and police believe more than one person may have been involved. Not long after that conference, in July of 2011, police arrested 27-year-old Savario Sam Lucia Jr., formerly of Bolton. He was charged with accessory after the fact and causing an indignity to a human body, but the charges were eventually withdrawn. In July 2017, the Conte family suffered another substantial loss. Natalia Conte, Morris's daughter, lost her fiancé. Alexander Lemon, 36, was killed on July 29th after an altercation at Bolton's Petro-Canada gas station at Elwood Drive and Queen Street South. Two Bolton men were charged with second-degree murder, Connor Sharp, 21, and Venezia Maggiore, 22. The case had not seen a resolution at the time of my research and was in the court's system. Caledon OPP's Major Crimes Unit has confirmed that there's no connection between the two cases. So we're going to fast forward a little bit. On September 26th, 2022, a second person was arrested in relation to the ongoing investigation. Antonio Lucia, age 62, of Woodbridge, had been charged contrary to Section 231 of the Criminal Code with first-degree murder. The Orillia OPP Crime Unit is continuing the investigation under the direction of the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch. They are being assisted by the Caledon OPP Detachment, OPP Central Regional Support, and Emergency Response Team. The $50,000 reward continues to be offered for information leading to the conviction of the people or person responsible for the murder of Morris. Anyone with information, no matter how minor, is asked to contact the OPP at 1-888-310-1122 or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-8477. And that is the latest update that I have on this case. It is currently in the court system and they're still looking for information. So like I said, if you or anyone you know knows anything that could help solve the case, the family is really, really wanting answers. So yeah, Like I said, it was just a short little case this week. I hope you guys enjoyed. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at, oh my God, Twitter. When was the last time I was on Twitter? Just Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at NotAlwaysPolite. Don't forget to leave me a review wherever you're listening. And I'll catch you guys next time. Bye.